5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today's the 14th of fucking July up in this bitch, riding solo once again. This microphone smells as gross. You're probably supposed to change this little fucking furry number at the top here because it smells like just bad breath, you know? Just bad breath. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. This is the weekend podcast. It should have been out yesterday, but what happened yesterday was I did a podcast with Matthew, our boy Matthew there. And of course, I've said his name, and his name is Matthew. But I do that all the time where I confidently say someone's name that I've recently met, and then I go, is that their actual fucking name? And then I have to double check. His name is Matthew. He owns a page on Instagram called Best of Belfast, and he interviews various people who are the best in Belfast. Huh? This fucking guy. I'm almost offended that it took you so long to get to me. Should you have started with me? Probably. Huh? Fucking think you're dealing with around here? Anyway, it was a nice experience to be on someone else's podcast. Although obviously podcasts with guests, they have people on and they ask them about a bunch of shit. And on several occasions, I was answering a question that he asked and I got so bored talking about myself that I was like, what was even the question? Because I fucking forget right now. But it was a great experience. We shot in upstairs in the Berliner, which is formerly fucking seven other bars, but it's a pretty cool bar upstairs. I've never been in it before, and I was in it when it was empty. It's kind of cool to be in a place when it's empty. So we did that. So I was hoping maybe you'd get the audio over to me yesterday, and I could have done a swapcast type situation. But that didn't happen. So I'm going to do this podcast. You can enjoy this for the weekend. Get it up inside you. You know what I'm saying? Let me play the fucking best intro in the world of all time, motherfucking bitches. I'm gonna have a drink of water.
General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Yes, boy! First of all, massive shout out to all the Patreon folks. I finally got a thank you message sorted out in Patreon. Hopefully you received that if you've signed up. Still can't believe the amount of support I'm getting here. And just fucking, like I said this before, the fact that anyone would give anything is amazing. The fact that some people are given the amount of money that they're given is frightening. So, hugely appreciative of that. What happens with Patreon is it pays out once a month, first of the month as far as I know. So, I would say the first purchase that's going to happen is going to be mics. I got these mics. I recently bought these stands. But as you well know, when you buy something online and then versus reality, it's just not the same. And I think we need something that's less, you know, just equipment-y. I think we need some desktop ones, just little ones that basically, what I need is something that sits in front of my face, adjusts up and down in a wanking motion like that, and then points towards your face and you talk into the end of it like this. You talk right in the end of it with a nice stand at the bottom. That's very sexual. So yeah, the Patreon thing, if you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/genderbanterpodcast. I was talking to a few folks during the week who were still slightly like, what's the fucking crack here? Like, do you need to subscribe in order for you to put out a podcast every week? And the answer is no. What you're doing is you're sort of, if listeners to the podcast are supporting it, then it becomes a job. I never thought about it this way, but like, it then becomes a job. Once there are people who are paying for product, it becomes a job, basically. And rather than me decide to do a podcast whenever I kind of feel like it, because if anything else was, you know, making me money, I would have to do it instead, basically. Because it was essentially a hobby for a long time. Now people are donating, it's now a job. So now I'm obliged to put out at least 2 podcasts a week, which will go up on SoundCloud, which will link to your iTunes and your podcast app. Podcast app is now available on fucking Android, so no excuses. You don't have to sit there with SoundCloud open all the time. But there'll be 2 podcasts. And also, you don't have to fucking donate. You don't have to donate. But we're working on tiers and stuff for fucking Patreon. So if you are donating, there's going to be, you know, cool things. Like, I mean, eventually when it comes to questions, the questions will only come from Patreon for the week. So leave a comment if you're signed up to the Patreon. Just leave a comment there, and it'll be a question for the next week, whether it's a story or a topic or anything, or any sort of feedback. Just leave some comments, guys, you know what I mean? Interaction in the butt. So there you go, patreon.com, all that shit. Obviously, the next big thing to mention, I have definitely just got bitten on the back of my fucking leg by something there. Gross. Because that's the countryside at the minute, do you know what I mean? The sun comes out, guys, farmers spray shit everywhere. You know, I believe I mentioned that in a fucking Barry the Blender video one time, where it's like, what is it about that weather? Where they're like, do you know what would add to the general atmosphere right now? If this whole place smelled like shit. Fucking, and then the place is just filled with flies. We got some old school fly paper up in the office here, which is like such old school techniques. You know, you tape the thing up and you pull it down. It's just a very sticky bit of tape. And right now, it looks like a fucking goddamn tracker bar. There's so many just black spots on it. It's fucking disgusting. Anyway, with regards to the big General Banter live podcast in the Mandela Hall, that's going to be the last ever fucking show. The last ever comedy show in the goddamn Mandela Hall. You know? Get your fucking mind around that shit. I actually don't know how the tickets are going. They were fucking well over half sold on the day they were released. And then I haven't really been in touch with Joe from Shine thus far. So I don't know what the fucking tickets are like. But if you're thinking of getting one, get one quickly. Me and Mickey have been working on stuff in the background for that show. We're supposed to be filming today. Bit of confusion. We'll do it Monday. Some of the ideas are fucking hilarious. I mean, I think if you're sitting in a room with someone as funny as Mickey Bartlett and you mention ideas and he's fucking shitting himself laughing, they're bound to be funny. So, yeah, we're going to do that, film those things. Here's a tip, though. If you're going to buy those tickets, get over to, you know, you'd be tempted to go to Ticketmaster.com. And what's happened, and it's happened to us recently, we bought tickets to And So I Watch You From Afar and the 30 other bands that are playing that night in Mandela. It's actually the 27th, it's 2 days after our show, but they're a big goodbye gig to fucking Mandela, and So I Watch You From Afar headline. We bought tickets to that, but what happens on Ticketmaster is there's that, and then there's the booking fee, and then there's like a credit card fee or something. So if the ticket says 15 quid, it ends up being fucking like 21 quid. I don't know, it's just they're way more expensive than they should be. But here's the thing, if you can go into a Ticketmaster and just buy one, then it's fucking, it's all good, baby. You just pay face value. If you want to buy online, go to shine.net. This is what I found out after the tickets went on sale. Go to shine.net and get yourself the tickets, and it'll be the price of the ticket plus just a £1 booking fee. So there you go, guys. Inside information. I wish I'd have known that before they went on sale, for the love of fuck. But if you work in town or something, you're near Ticketmaster, just go in and buy the tickets. Me and Mickey will be doing stand-up. I can't fucking wait. I swear to God. We're booked in for tattoos on the 23rd with Kirsty and Dom, who were at a gig in fucking Oma one time. Here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do some interesting shit before we do the big show so that we can have interesting content to put out. You know, so we went to the sex shop last time, did a vlog, bought a big fucking rubber dick. It's still over there. It's the General Boner, it's called. And the laughs we have milked out of that, for want of a better phrase, is incredible. We're going to go to that sex shop again, see if we can get a pair of tits. That'll be fun, which we kind of do actually need for a video idea that we have. Not that either of us need prosthetic tits in the slightest. We could just roll with the old regular tits that we have. But we're just trying to do some cool stuff. So I was doing a gig in, I think this might have been the night McCann left. And there's a couple called Kirsty and Dom. And they are both tattoo artists in Skinworks in Belfast. So I think I was chatting to one of them and I was just like, yeah, we're fucking, thinking of getting some tattoos. I'm booked in with a guy I used to go to our college with, Jamie Donnelly. He works in there too, but he's moving. And I was saying to her, oh, you know, I thought I was going to be coming into Skinworks, but I have to go to his new place or whatever. And she was like, oh, you should get a tattoo. And then that one thing led to another. So Mickey's going in to get his awful fucking Magaluf HIV needle tattoo covered up. Which, that tattoo in Mickey's arm, I'm pretty sure he got it and then just went straight into the salt water in the sea and then let it get sunburnt. And it just basically never was there at all. So he's getting that covered up with a cool like Joker thing because he's a comedian, Joker. And then I'm getting a big sort of tribally gorilla face thing. I don't know whether to get it on this arm with all the other shit or this arm, but that'll be fun. That's before the big gig. That'll be exciting to go do. But I'm so pumped about that big gig just because we filmed the fucking we filmed the last one and none of it was really usable and was getting like it wasn't really conveying how cool the fucking night was. Do you know what I mean? So this time we're going to get it filmed properly and so that we're able to show it off. So if there's any people here sort of, you know, like, what the fuck's going on? What's going on with this goddamn, what is this live podcast shit? We'll have examples of what it's like. Or you just fucking go to this one because the last one was so goddamn good that it literally changed my whole fucking perspective on comedy. So there you go. It was eye-opening. I was like, why would you ever do straight stand-up ever again when you can do this fucking thing? These shows where it's multimedia with videos and it's crazy. Which is what I was telling our boy Matthew from Best of Belfast yesterday. But great times. What have I been up to this week? Last week's podcast was in a goddamn fucking car park in Derry somewhere. Derry's gone to shit this week. Everyone's fucking fighting and something to do with the 12th. And I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but who the fuck is that? But you know, I had the laugh. There was a clip and this guy runs over and throws a fucking petrol bomb at a white van. And there's just this voice in the background going, what fucking planet are you on, hey? How cool is that? What planet are you on? But yeah, the 12th has been gone. Belfast is a fucking bomb site. I mean, it's... I've talked about this before, but the lawless aspect of that, where the cops are obviously like, well, it's obviously better just to let them fucking trash the streets and fucking smash glass all over the place and burn stuff than it is for us to try and step in. So we just let it happen and then we have to clear up afterwards. And like the Dublin Road was just fucking disgusting. It's pretty fucking gross anyway, like, but what a goddamn mess. But after that last podcast last week, we went to Port Stewart. Let me just write a note down there. I've just remembered I have to get back to somebody. Oh, nightmare. So what happened was, went up there, went to the Remore. Now, the Remore restaurant in Portrush is world famous. Not world famous, just everyone knows the crack. Everyone loves it. Does great food. You go in, you queue up for a minute. They open the doors. It's immediately packed. Everyone just rushes in. And you go up to the bar, order your food, and then they bring it out. Now, here's what I did, you know? I like to get weird shit if I'm out, you know? If I see something weird on the thing, I'll be like, I'll get that because I'm never going to cook that in the house. So what happened was, I looked at the menu and it said, Heroes, like G-Y-R-O, Gyro, looks like Gyro, but it's like Hero, like Hero sandwiches, as they would call them, which is more or less a rolled up kebab type thing, like a naan bread, and then it's got all the kebab shit in the middle, and says homemade lamb doner. What? So I'm like, well, that sounds interesting. I bet you they've done a nice gourmet version of this. And then I came out. By the way, I'm not slagging this restaurant because as I looked around, everybody else's food looked fucking spectacular. Here's the problem with trying to get something like that. It's never as good as just the kebab. It should be. There should be a place that does, you go in and you sit down and they do like gourmet shawarma kebabs. But I got this thing and it wasn't even as good as a kebab that you would just get on a night out in Belfast just after you've been out. I was let down. It was alright, like I definitely just ate it. It was nice, but you know, even Maureen was like, "Well, you're the fucking idiot who comes to a restaurant like this and orders a fucking kebab. Of course it's not going to be the same." But I ate that and we left and I was like, well, fuck that. And then, what do you hear this? It's famed for its goddamn desserts. I go up to the thing, it's like 3 for £6. I'm like picking out these 3 wee things. I'm going to my granny's house, she lives close by. I'm like, give me 3 wee fucking things here. And then basically as you come into the room, there's like a reception bit, like a counter, and you walk down like a sort of thinnish entranceway. And this woman's walking in front of me, this wee fat woman, and she fucking leans over. She stands to the side like she's about to say something to the person behind the counter. And I would go to walk behind her, and then she almost just sets something down quickly, turns, and smashes the fucking box of desserts up against the wall. Like, she steps out and just crushes the box. They all fucking tumble around inside. And I'm like, oh, sorry. This is what happens when you look like I do, when you look like a fucking Eastern European drug dealer. You kind of have to overcompensate with the nice. If I'm walking around a goddamn forest or something, you know, me and Maureen walking along and some outlaw walk along with their dog, I'm like, hiya, how's it going? Because I don't want to be like just fucking walking up staring at people, you know? Large, bald man, just looking aggressive, hasn't slept in 9 years, black eyes, looking scary. So I sort of overcompensate. So she turns around, is unaware of what's around her, smashes into the thing. That's her mistake, but I'm cool with it. I'm a cool guy. What am I going to do? She smashes into it, and I go, oh, sorry. And she goes, and just gives me the fucking daggers, and then walks about 6 steps, and I'm walking behind her, and I'm like laughing at this point. I'm like, what the fuck? And then she stops and turns around and looks again. She like looked at her arm, and then looked at me again, like, what the fuck are you doing? I can't believe you just walked into me. And then I really did just burst out laughing, like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? See if you're one of these cunts who thinks you're so special that nobody can touch you. You know, like, I've seen that happen on the tube in London. This black dude sitting there reading the paper and the train's fucking rocking about. Someone, the back of their leg touched his knee and he looked up like, I know there's 400 people on this carriage, but how dare you touch my leg? Unbelievable. And she's fucking turning around looking at me. You see, sometimes I really wish that I was just like a fucking savage cunt and just went, what? You know, what, you're fucking giving me a dirty look because you walked into my fucking thing? And Maureen laughed her head off because I called her a mole rat bitch. Not Maureen, the owl doll. But, Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. And then, it's just like, what, we both, in fact, it wasn't even one of those cases where we both bumped into each other. You walked into my path, trashed the fucking thing I was holding, and then looked at me like, what are you doing? That drives me fucking insane. Unbelievable. I think I should I think I should abuse the fact that I look, you know, like a big, ugly fucking Eastern European drug dealer. Just bump into people and be like, here, you fucking mole rat cunt, go and buy me 3 new buttons. Someone's just getting so angry about buns. Listen, you fucking mole rat bitch, go and buy me a couple more Stronoffi buns. What? Stronoffi? It's banoffee with strawberries in it, you fucking stinking wee hobbit cunt. Huh? I love that, just so aggressive about buns. You fucking blind bitch, knocking over my goddamn lemon drizzle, fucking tombstone you through that goddamn counter, you fucking bastard. excuse me, you goddamn leprechaun looking bitch. You seem to have knocked over my lemon drizzles. Huh? Don't make me fucking body slam you through a table. I should have just waited until she was outside and just kicked her into that harbour. Excuse me, can I have a word with you for a minute? Splash. Bloop. That wee noise. I can't believe that worked first time when I did that to my face there. I've never done that in my life. That hurts. So yeah, my face hurts from jiu-jitsu, which I'll talk about in a second. So then I went to my granny's house, right? And she's all like, oh my god, good to see you. And then, you know, the usual, she just nabs Maureen and talks a pile of shit. And then Arthur, her boyfriend that she remarried, who used to be some agricultural fucking consultant around the world and was telling us about fucking, he's like, I can't believe there's a Brexit whenever I was, he's talking about being in Brussels whenever they set up the fucking EU. And he's like, they worked so hard for that. And now they're just fucking throwing it away. Very interesting guy. But he was telling us a story about Rathlin Island. And he goes, it used to be a fucking dump. It used to literally be like a scrapyard. And he was one of the people who took like cows over to it in the first place. And he's saying like, there's no way to do it. We had to like tie, like fucking hog tie the cows, like tie their legs and set them on their side and put them in a fishing boat and just take them over one by one and untie them and let them out. And after our Paisley rant last week, he told us some story about Ian Paisley. He was over with Ian Paisley, who was like the fucking MLA in charge, whatever the fuck he was in charge of, but it covered that fucking part of the world. And he had to go over, and basically they wanted the roads tarmacked over there. There was no like good infrastructure, so there was all potholes and gravel tracks and whatever. And apparently, he's telling the story, he was like, Paisley was in this thing with someone else who was like his, you know, vice, whatever. And then this guy who lived on the island, and apparently he was driving this like, you know, like a long base fucking Land Rover or something like that, which couldn't turn at all. And apparently this cunt used to just put, he just had two blocks or something that he would just use to like ricochet this Land Rover around these wee tiny fucking lanes. Like, just rather than try and turn around the corner, he would just drive up, bash, hit the thing, and it would like fucking reset. But apparently they were trying to convince these ones that they needed, you know, the roads tarmac basically. And he got Paisley and this other dude in the van, and apparently he was just hitting them, driving them over every fucking pothole, and you know, at abnormal speeds, and he's fucking flying around these corners or whatever. And apparently the thing hit a bump, came down, hit the ground, made this almighty fucking bang, and door opened, and apparently Ian Paisley fell out the side into like some fucking boggy just fucking shit at the side. And of course, with the bang and him falling out of the van, everybody thought that he'd been fucking assassinated, and apparently all the security and fucking police and everything were on him. But I was like, that, what a great story. Just trying to convince fucking Ian Paisley that you need some tarmac by driving so hard that he fucking falls out the door of a Land Rover. Jesus Christ, the night! I'm covered. But it made me laugh anyway. Good stories. And then Maureen was talking to my granny. My granny's... Maureen goes to me, why is it that both of your grannies, you're like the favourite? And I was like, I don't know. And she was telling me all these stories about you being a child and how kind you were as a kid, and you know, how innocent and but like just good, you know, pleasant you were and all that shit. And I was like, yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And she goes, yeah, what happened? You know, what happened between you being a child and now that you're a fucking dickhead? And then there's a photo in my granny's house of, it was not a photo, it's a painting that I did of her in a sort of Andy Warhol style. And she was like, oh, Colin did this when he was like a young boy. Maureen was like, holy shit. And then she was like, you should do more art. And I was like, okay, thanks. I do art. It's called comedy. She's like, no, but I mean like actual art that's worth something. Not just talking about your cock. How sexy is my voice getting on this? Just getting real low. It's getting real low and sexy. Yeah. Anyway, what the fuck else happened? Oh yeah, I also ran into fucking a guy who used to run the fucking the gigs we used to do in Portrush in the Playhouse, and I think he was running gigs in there even though nobody went to the Playhouse, which was hilarious because we would do gigs, no one would turn up, and then out of nowhere he's like, do you want to try one in the fucking Retro down here, the old Atlantic Lounge? Did a gig in there, packed, and you're like, what's the crack? And he's like, people just go to this pub, they don't go to the Playhouse. And I was like, well, fuck my asshole, very strange. Fuck, I remember back in the day just smoking out the back of that place too. No one gave a shit. Unbelievable. And what happened was, I ran into him and he's like, oh, he owns a B&B now. And he's like, fuck, I have to go and sort some shit out. Will you be around in about an hour? And I went, yeah. I was like, I'll nip out to McGranny's and come back. So I start driving after we got a coffee. He rings while I'm driving. And then I'm like, fuck, that's probably him. Get the McGranny's. Phone dies. Granny, do you have an iPhone charger? No. Great. So I basically told the guy, oh yeah, I'll be back in a minute. And then we never came back. And then also, did I message him after that? No, I forgot. So I need to message him now and be like, sorry for absolutely ditching you the other day. But my fucking phone died. And sorry. So I feel like a piece of shit. But I mean, this is where you need to just, you know, what's the word? Just develop as a human. You know what I mean? That's codependency. I'm feeling bad based on how someone else is. Actually, I did shit on him. I should probably go back on that. The amount of drink I've avoided this week is shocking. You know, plenty of opportunity to drink. Managed to stay off it, which is good. And then I was talking to a fella at jiu-jitsu. By the way, went to jiu-jitsu yesterday. Fuck my ring. Been doing a lot of, not personal training recently, but a lot of group sort of workouts at the gym. What the fuck was that noise like? And I don't know how I feel about it at the minute. This always happens to me where it's like, you know, I kind of get into something. And then the personal training was, they were getting really fucking tough. Which is good, I suppose. But I was very fucking tired at the time and very busy. So I was like, I don't really know if this is the appropriate thing. Then started doing these group workouts, which I was going to, and there'd be a bunch of dudes, and, you know, like, Maureen's dad was going, and, you know, sometimes they were a bit too easy, you know, like, not everyone has their strengths and stuff like that. Some people are really good at cardio, some people are good at shit like that. If I'm doing weights with a bunch of fucking dudes, I'm a lot stronger than them. So rather than fucking slap plates on the different stuff, and you end up doing exercises, and you're like, yeah, whatever. What the fucking, you know, you could do 1,000 reps of it. So I don't know how I felt about that. And then I was doing workouts at home, you know, just, I actually love doing that, just programming workouts, just writing them out, you know. I'm sure like a lot of CrossFit people do that. They just think of fucking exercises they're a cunt to do in a row, basically. And I'll do that. And then I did a fucking workout in here and it fucking wrecked me. And I was like, now this is, I'm more wrecked now than I would be any time I leave the gym. So, I don't know. I'm having a bit of a fucking crisis at the minute. So, I might. But then I go to jiu-jitsu and I'm like, this is great. What I should be doing is doing this about 3 times a week. And then, you know, maybe once or twice a week doing weights. You know, and just fucking staying strong, doing some deadlifts. Making sure I'm flexible. And then going and doing jiu-jitsu. And the thing is, like, I'm not great at jiu-jitsu. I wouldn't even say I'm good at jiu-jitsu. I'm not bad. And I thought after that break that I would be totally shit. And then you go back in and there's guys that, you know, you'd maybe rolled with and maybe, you know, they've been training the whole time while you've been off. And you're still able to fucking hang with them. Or you're still able to fucking get a few taps and, you know, or you roll with someone and they can't tap you even though they, you know, they're considerably better. You know, things like that. And you're like, I should probably do this more. I'm actually not completely shit at this. Although I was like drilling with a guy called Scott, who I'm pretty sure has an extensive background in like catch wrestling or something, or freeze, I don't know what sort of wrestling it was, but he is rough, very rough. So I've got a just fucking sore, he's a beast, like, I just have I mean, see, wrestling. There was another wee girl there who apparently was a wrestler, and she was fucking. I actually looked over, and Niall, who's one of the coaches, was quite aggressively trying to throw her, and I was like, Jesus, Niall, what the fuck? And then the more I watched them roll, I was like, all right, she's a fucking savage. Nobody could get her down. She was just popping back up, super strong. I was like, fuck me. But those wrestlers are animals. Like that guy Scott, the pressure that he can put on you when he's on top of you is frightening. Like, because you look at him and he's not, you know, he's a fucking biggish guy. You know, friendly dude. Not overly imposing. Do you know what I mean? You would never be like, this guy would fucking crush your skull. And then you roll with him and you're like, fuck me. Like, just all the dirty wrestling tricks of the day. You know, just getting the grips right and shoulder placement and pressure and just weight distribution. It felt like someone would just like reverse the fucking car over your tits. My tits are sore today. You know, not even like, oh, I've got sore chest from doing weights. Like my actual tit meat feels like it's been hit with a tenderizer. Maybe don't have such soft, vulnerable titties in future. But Jesus Christ, I went back again. I was just like, I love this. I also didn't pay for it, so I need to get in touch with Damien, the coach, and be like, I just trained there yesterday and didn't pay. Forgot to. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was the only guy there that didn't bring a gi, and I have 3 gis, and I hate them. You know, if I could go do no gi jiu-jitsu, I absolutely would. It's fucking ridiculous, the heat at the minute, and there's no way I'm wearing, like, that's a problem. See, when you're a big fat cunt, you can't just, people put a gi on, they tie it, and it fits. I put a gi on, it's, like, enormous. It just adds about fucking 2 stone to your overall body weight. But had a lot of fun. It was good. Did the podcast in the morning. Very strange. I had a weird morning. Like, sometimes you get surprised. Sometimes you completely forget that, like, I make videos all the time for the internet, and they regularly get hundreds of thousands of hits, and I do a podcast, and I do vlogs, and I forget all that shit. Or the people follow me on social media. It's like walking through town. It was like walking along. I was like, what the fuck is that over there? And it was like outside that tattoo place at the bottom of Royal Avenue. Friday the 13th, they're doing like cheap tattoos or whatever. Hundreds of people outside that. 2 drunk dudes, obviously still drunk from the 12th, holding each other with their tops off outside Tesco's. I was like, what the fuck? Go in there. Girl takes a photo. She's like, oh my god, you're Carl Guest. And I was like, yeah, takes a photo. You know, go up the thing. Girl's a bit weird. Walk around the corner. Dude's walking along with like his grander or something. He's about fucking 35. He comes over. Gets a photo. Someone else sees him getting a photo. I walk up, take another photo, and then go in with your guy Matthew and do a fucking podcast. I was like, what the fuck happened here? And there's no one in town. Like, I was just like, everyone I ran into in the fucking thing knew who I was. Nice, but weird. You know, sometimes you fucking forget. You know, you're just walking around. You're like, oh yeah, I've drunk about for a couple pints. And then you go somewhere, and then there's like fucking, there's like 15 dudes want the photo with you. So it's strange. Buy a ticket to the fucking thing, you know. And then I'm gonna drink so much that this will be me the next day.
I'm going to be dying today.
You're not gonna die.
Yeah, I'm going to die.
Oh, you're going.
I'm going to die. Help me!
Oh, you're fine. We're
help
helping.
Me!
I'm going to die today. I'm going to fucking die today. Actually, there's another dude, Paul, who I hadn't seen in a while, and he said he just turned 40, and I was like, mate, you look fucking great, you know? I don't think there's enough men say that to each other.
Mate, you look class. Do you know?
It takes you not to see someone for a while. You know, I'm sure, you know, you could lose a bunch of weight and get in shape, but if you're at home with your fucking wife and kids who see you all the time, they're just like, yeah, well, that's our dad there. I was like, mate, you look fucking great. And he goes, oh, cheers, mate. And he goes, yeah, I stopped doing weights, and I'm just doing like I bought a chin-up bar and doing like a load of chin-ups and stuff like that. And I was like, good for you, mate. And he goes, yeah, and I stopped drinking. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, just fucking, I tried to go off it for a while last year, and I went up to a certain point, and then I was like, I wonder, could I make it to this other date, whatever it was? and he'd got to there, and then he said, I'll just do to Christmas or whatever. And he said he did about three sort of things for himself. And then he's like, well, then that was like a year. And then I just kind of went about a year and a half. And he goes, no, I just don't drink. And he's like, I've been on fucking stag do's and all sorts of shit, and I haven't drank. And I was like, fair play, mate. And do you know what? It fucking shows. I've seen things on like BuzzFeed and all, like, this is what happens when you don't drink for a year. And you see people like looking great. And it fucking, I don't know. I was like, mate, compared to what I normally drink, which was all the fucking time, it was nearly like in a cycle of like, don't drink, be hungover. So that's a 4-day cycle. And then clean day, drink on the third day. That's almost what I was doing for fucking a long time. And now, like, I can't remember the fucking last times that I actually drank. I mean, I drank some beers after the Bonnevilles video shoot, which I didn't like. Do you know what I mean? I had a few beers and I was like, I don't even fucking like the feeling of having a few beers right now. Because unless you're blocked and fall asleep, you just kind of stay up and don't feel great. So I don't know, I'm really moving into the realms of like, did I just fucking stop drinking for a while? Because even if you were to add it up in a month, and how much time you wasted hungover, and how much shit you had because you were drunk or hungover, you're like, if I just took that away for 12 months, you know, how much shit am I not putting in my body? Which would do me no harm, being a fucking fat bastard mess. So Trump is in the UK. I'm going to try and see if I can get a clip. Trump, the Queen. Trump is a fucking wank knob, right? He's a fucking dildo. Let me see. Trump meets the Queen. Windsor Castle.
It's through the George IV gates that the presidential convoy arrived for what must have been, for Donald Trump, the most eagerly anticipated part of
his
visit.
Where is that?
On the other side of the quadrangle, the Queen watched
Windsor
and
Castle.
Waited patiently Dickhead. To meet her latest visitor from the White House. She, of course, has done this many times before.
I mean, the thing was, like, you know, there's certain etiquette you have to have with the Queen, and Donald Trump was like, nah.
A short visit rather than a state one, but still enough time at Windsor Castle to pack in a ceremonial trap.
Donald Trump is like me at any function where he's like, when's this over?
Trapping or two. Mr. Trump is an unconventional president for sure, but as they step down to inspect the Guard of Honour, he knew not to take the Queen's hand in the way in which he has so many times taken Theresa May's. Once inside, just one image allowed of the Queen, the President and the First Lady before the Queen took her guests for tea in the Oak Room. Of course, for the Queen, Donald Trump is just one of the many, many US presidents.
She's sucked off. What is it with, like, when people get a look? You know, like Donald Trump gets the, you know, like, his suits are, like, he should have a suit that fits perfectly. You know what I mean? He should be wearing, like, a fucking 10 grand suit. But he doesn't, and he gets those ones where, like, you know, you pull it nice and you pull it up to, like, your belly button, and then they're just completely straight down, and it looks like you're wearing fucking Aikido trousers. And then Kim Jong-un does it too, because he needs the nice boot cut so that he can wear the fucking heels, like he's Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell's feet. Hold on a second. I'm going to Google this. Colin, Google stuff. A feature that hasn't been back in a while. Simon Cowell shoes or something. Like, here's a guy. I mean, it's so funny that, like, you can be a guy who's a multimillionaire, hugely powerful, but you have a fucking issue about height. Like, he obviously has an issue about height. What are you, like, see, you know, it's one of those things, like, he's obviously just got stuck in a way where it's like, these are the jeans I wear so that it allows me to wear these kind of tall fucking, well, I don't even know what the fuck they are. They look like Irish dancing shoes. But he wears these stupid fucking trousers so that it kind of hides the heel. Whereas he's probably surrounded by, you know, what do you call those people that dress you? Like a fucking stylist. Yeah, surrounded by stylists and stuff who should be like, Simon, no harm to you. Those look fucking stupid. They look really stupid. I know you're trying to make yourself look a bit taller, but what it's actually doing is making people just focus on your fucking, like, goddamn flares and then your Irish tap shoes. And you're just like, that's weird as fuck. If you want to look bigger, you know, get yourself a pair of goddamn, pair of those fucking Yeezys with the heels about that height on it, or get a pair of those Balenciaga stupid fucking shoes, big heel on them. But at least you'd be like, oh, well, you know, Kyle's on the cutting edge of shit, instead of wearing these goddamn, like, Victorian fucking chimney sweep shoes. Ow! And he's got such a set of tits on him, it's tremendous. But, yeah, here, that's what you should do, bro. Dress cool, you know what I mean? Throw a pair of fucking Red Wings on. I have a pair of Red Wings and I put them on, I'm about 6'4". Like, check that shit out, bro. Get a pair of Red Wings, mate. And, but instead you're wearing these stupid shoes and everyone's just looking at your feet like, mate, that's not good. But yeah, Kim Jong-un and fucking Trump do that shit where they're like fucking, they got the goddamn stupid straight trousers. It's fucking, it's nuts. You see people like that the odd time, don't you? Where like their hair hasn't changed from the fucking early 90s. Just because they're like, no, this is my style and I'm not willing to change. I'm scared of change. As you age, you should walk into somewhere and go, give me the latest haircut. Do you know what I mean? Stay on top of the haircuts. I saw a guy with curtains the other day. I was like, what in the utter fuck is going on with you, bro? Go in there, get them to give you the fucking McGregor Peaky Blinders fucking nice cut. Looking smart. Do you know what I mean? Instead, you've got curtains and curtains and sideburns that where they shave them off straight at the ear like that. Pedophile. 100%. You need to go in, get the latest shit. There was a fucking couple when we were on holiday. I don't know if me and Maureen talked about this in the podcast. The dude looked like middle age, fat dude. I feel like even if you're heading into your middle ages and you're going to be fat, do weights also. Do you know what I mean? Because at least you look like a big husky dude. Don't be like, oh, it was a regular build and then I just, you know, wine and cheese. And the guy's sitting there, stupid moustache. Typical American, no harm to Americans. There's a lot of Americans dressed like dickheads. You know what I mean? And I dress like a toddler all the time, but at least you might go, sweet shoes, bro. I like that hat. Nice t-shirt. But I look like a fucking idiot. This guy, a lot of Americans just kind of, it's like you're wearing chinos and a goddamn short sleeve shirt, which if you're wearing a short sleeve shirt, like you're a sexy mechanic, you know, and it's all rolled up and you got your fegs tucked on the arm, do that. I'm dishing out fashion advice on a podcast. What am I doing? But the guy's got the fucking sandals, chino shorts, and an oversized check short sleeve shirt, looking like a fucking fat middle aged man. The girl, or his wife, from behind, looked like a fucking Kardashian. Do you know what I mean? She'd been in, they'd done her hair. It looked like a young woman's hair. She was in good shape. She was dressed cool, and until she turned around and you saw the old, like, you know, Insidious face. Actually, she was hot as, she was full blown cougar, like, you know. But you're like, that's the difference. She just dressed a bit younger and she would absolutely get it. And then you're like, who's this dude? Do you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Now, do a lot of people say that about me and Maureen? Absolutely. You know, there was waves of that recently. Like, what the fuck is she doing with you, mate? And you're like, all right, think about it. Do you know what I mean? Think about it for 1 second. Guy who follows my every fucking move online. Lunatic. Proceed.
She has met before Barack Obama, the Bushes, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan. It's a long list. In fact, in her 66-year reign, there have been 13 US presidents, and the Queen has met them all bar one, right back to Harry Truman.
Harry Truman.
In fact, today's visit might have reminded the Queen of 1982 when she... But the protesters saw precisely nothing as the Queen's guests for tea came and went by helicopter. It's unlikely the Queen mentioned that units of her household division marching before Donald Trump today once fought in the American War of Independence. Some things, after all, are best kept quiet.
You see, they didn't fucking They didn't mention the fact that he was just walking all over the place, just like, you know, you got to walk on the left of the Queen. He's like, okay, fuck you. Just walked over, did what he wanted. Surprised he didn't slap her in the arse a few times, grab her in the pussy. Ew, don't grab one's pussy. I believe Donald has been grabbing pussies. I mean, sometimes you can be that fucking brash, you know, that she might just be like, oh, Donald, stop it. Brian Burdundy. Melania Trump. I mean, when have you ever been able to Google the wife of a president and just see a photo of her tits out? Of her, the president's wife's tits. You know? That's what the fuck I'm gonna call my band. Husbandas. It's the president's wife's tits. I mean, what did I click on there? 10 pop-ups. Oh, infection. I know it's called a virus, but I prefer to call it an infection. I mean, that's actually Donald Trump's wife there, and that's her tits out. That is fucking crazy. I mean, so Middle Eastern hot, like, hello, want to suck your asshole? Ricky Bartlett has a joke, and I don't want to fucking ruin it for him, but I'm going to. Where he says he goes to like a strip club in Serbia, and the girl goes, he basically thought he'd seen some hot chicks kicking about, and he's like, you know, there must be hot in this goddamn strip club. And he goes in, he's like, she's like, you want for buy me drink? And Mickey's like, me want for buy you fucking burka, you ugly bitch. Which is so sexist and stuff like that, but ultimately hilarious, you know what I mean? See, funny sort of trumps everything. Pardon the pun. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to make a really harsh joke about somebody, as long as it's funny, roll with it. Melania. Melania's tits. Incredible. Who else is hot in his family? Ivanka Trump. This is so toxic masculinity, guys. Was there like a Trump march somewhere in Belfast with all the LGBTQs? Eyes? Ivanka Trump. Now, if she doesn't pull her face off and she's a robot under that, I don't know. Let me just see what all the things are these days. LGBTQI. PK? Wow. LGBTQIA. PD. I mean, you're getting close to having the full alphabet in there. LGBTQIA, PD something in my butt. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, intersex, asexual, pansexual, demisexual. What? I mean, is that when you just fancy Demi Lovato? Suck on my boner. Demisexuality. Is a person who does not experience sexual attraction unless they form an emotional connection. It's more commonly seen in, but by no means confined to, romantic relationships. The term demisexual comes from the orientation being halfway between sexual and asexual. That doesn't warrant the fucking thing. A demisexual person is a person who does not experience sexual attraction unless they form an emotional connection. That's like, what percentage of the population is that? About fucking 70? Especially women, I would imagine. You know, there's probably a lot of women who are like, well, believe it or not, I don't really want to fucking let some dude blast a load in me. Until I kind of get to know him and form some sort of, you know, like for this person. I'm pretty sure you don't need a fucking letter in there. Demisexual. Oh, hi. I'd prefer to bang someone that I like. Glad you made a fucking plaque and walked about with it outside City Hall. You fucking numpty. Pansexual. That's me. Someone in love with cooking fries. Pansexual. I'm going to guess this means would fuck anything. Pansexuality or omnisexuality is the sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex and gender. So is that different to bisexual? Well, obviously it is. Obviously pansexual means like, you just would fuck anybody that you take a like to. Whether it's cisgender male, cisgender female. Or you could just be someone who's like, yeah, I'm pansexual. You know, fuck like a transgender person. You know, fuck a whatever. Or fuck anything. Pansexual. I sort of feel like... How many... I don't know. It just feels like how many fucking things are they going to add to this? You know? That's just... slightly off the fucking graph of I'm a cis person, whatever that is, who fancies the opposite sex. So anything that's not a fucking dude fancying a girl or a girl fancying a dude and they're both straight, cisgender and white probably, you know? Anything beyond that is like, it has to have a name and you have to go for a fucking march. Like, LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, okay? Those people have definitely faced, you know, some bigotry over the years. How many people are like, there's a guy at work bullying me because I'm pansexual? I went into Asher's asking for a sausage roll that says up the pans, and they were like, get out of here, you filthy everything fucking bastard. I mean, fuck my ass. Having erectile dysfunction with this microphone. You know, there's like, yeah, there's, you know, lesbians, gays. Why does lesbian need to be a word? Why can't you just be gay? You see, it just breaks. This is why I don't give a fuck about any of it. Do you know what I mean? Why does it have to have a name? Why do you have to have a march? This is driving me fucking bananas. You know, there are certain groups there that have been oppressed, but I feel like if you're just a bit of a sexual... What is happening? You know, if you're just a bit of a freak, you know what I mean? Where you're like, listen, I've got a girlfriend here, but you know, sometimes I'll just like... set a laptop on her back while I'm watching a bit of fucking trans porn or something. And now you get a fucking term and now you're thrown into the LGBTQIAPD something. Here's what it should be. Has one of your group been killed because of their sexuality? I doubt demisexual folks have had anyone killed just because they prefer there to be an emotional attachment to someone before they fucking get in a sexual relationship with them. You know? There's no films from back in the days, right? Let's go out and kill some fucking goddamn demisexuals over there with their goddamn feelings before they get into sexual relationships with people. Around here, sitting in my goddamn restaurants, getting to know somebody instead of taking them out to the toilets and fucking them. God damn it. Get that filthy getting to know each other bullshit out of here, you goddamn feeling queers. What are you doing over there? Feeling some feelings for a person? Why don't you blindly fuck them? Why don't you don't ask any questions? And fuck them. Over here trying to have a meaningful relationship with somebody. God damn it. Can you not be more like the gays and just not even fucking look each other in the eye and just walk straight into a stall and inside somebody without a second drop of spittle? Huh? I'm around here getting know each other queers. Anyhow. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, pansexual, polygamous kink. Now, polygamous kink. Polygamous? Now, it's not the same as an open relationship, because an open relationship, you see, what? Kink is about those who have kinky fantasies. That does not require a letter. I mean, is this going the way where it's like this whole, I mean, maybe it's clever in a way where it's just going to be like, it's going to be, do you know what this is going to be soon? It's just going to be like the sexual movement, and it's going to be called, where's all those fucking letters? It's going to be LGBTQIAPK, and then it's just going to be S. And then we're all just going to be the people, and then we're going to be, guys, can we stop using this fucking ridiculous pile of letters here? And just be like, guess what? People enjoy putting fucking dicks in things and stuffing things up their blurts. And we don't need to be like splitting everyone up into fucking groups. Do you know what I'm saying? Is it going to go LGBTQIAPKS and then we all just fucking close up shop and fuck each other? Kink? I'm going to get a t-shirt that just says kink on it. And people are going to be like, are you part of the LGBTQIAPK? And I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm K. And they're like, what's that? And I go, sometimes I dream just about just 10 girls just bent over, you know? And I can just check in on each one of them like a fucking, I don't know, like some sort of fucking sex maniac. And they're like, you're so K. And I'm like, I am. It's crazy. It's crazy. Kink is about those who have kinky fantasies. Everyone's K then, you know? Anyone that's ever busted a nut is a fucking goddamn K. Do you know? You're sitting there in a fucking meeting and work and someone's talking away and you're just like, happens to everybody. People just fucking, you know what I mean? Some girl's doing a PowerPoint and you're just like, yeah, whatever. And every time she turns around, you're like, I'd love to fucking snorkel her asshole. Kinky thought. You ever be sitting there and someone's just eyeballing your dick? It's happened to me. And I'm gross. But do you know what I mean? I guarantee you there's someone who's just like, what's your type? And they're like, I like tall, dark, just handsome guys or whatever. But, you know, spend enough time with me and you're just like, maybe I'd like him to just fucking gorilla fuck me in a phone box. You're a K as well. Do you know? People just like bucking each other. Do you need all that fucking shit? I mean, if they would introduce, I mean, I was going to say something very inappropriate there. But I won't. But like, if they were to just introduce straight into that and it just covered all the sexualities and then people were just like, do you know what? We all just like, just blowing loads. Or if you're asexual, maybe not. What's asexual mean? I mean, there are probably people out there who've done gender studies and stuff like that. And you're like, Colin, you're a fucking idiot. And that's true. Without sexual feelings or association, then get out of the group. The group should be LGBTQIPDK. Fucking, you see, there's two P's, polygamous Pansexual? LGBTQI asexual? Get out the fuck. You're not in the busting a nut club. I don't have sexual feelings. Then why are you fucking out there? Do you know what I mean? Chop your dick off and become an alien. I'm asexual. I mean, pride is probably one of the most fucking in-your-face sexual things you could go to. Dick in your face. Oh, I'm asexual. Just here with a fucking caramel latte. Just chilling out. Asexual. Asexual is like, you know, I mean, there's certain things, you know, when people are like, what's your hobbies? I'm like, I like music. Of course you fucking like music, you dickhead. Who doesn't like music? What do you like? Nice food. Really? That would be like someone turning around and be like, I'm sound phobic. And you're like, what's that? I don't like music. Okay. Lose my number immediately. We don't speak. I'm one of those people who doesn't like food. What do you mean? If I could avoid eating food, I wouldn't. Or I would. I just want one of those fucking drips where I just squirt it straight on my belly and I don't have to enjoy delicious food. Okay, mental. I don't like any sort of sex. I bet you fucking do, though. I feel like you're going, I'm asexual, and you're at home beating the wire off yourself. Asexual, my hoe. Well, I'm just sitting here with a boner. I'm going to do nothing about it. I remember watching that trans show about the people who, they got surgery, and they were teens, basically, and every single one of them was like, I wish I hadn't got this done. And I'm sure there are people who definitely do want to get it done, but a lot of them were like, I wish I hadn't got that done. And then all I could think about was Sam and Big Brother, who looked like a girl, was transitioning into being a man, had some fake tits, but still had the dick. And the fucking light goes out, and she's fucking pulling the wire off herself. And you're like, hey, what the fuck, bro? You don't get to do that. Or else you're just enjoying it while you have it. It'd be hard to have a dick and then decide that you don't want that dick, and then you don't have the pleasures of having a dick. And you don't even have the reproductive benefits of having a fanny. Strange world. But at the same time, do whatever the fuck you want. Apart from fuck children. Or animals. And that's it. And even the animals, I'm like, whatever. You know, how much does a horse feel it if you put a dick in its asshole? I don't know. Are you comparing trans people to fucking animals? No, I'm talking shit by myself in a room. You know, we're here for laughs, guys. We're seeing what happens. LGBTQIPK. S. Straight. We're all together. In a river of cum. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. What's Colin's tune? By the way, I think Maureen actually looked into, let me see. She looked into a General Banter playlist. And we're going to be adding tunes to that motherfucker. Basically tunes that I've been listening to that week. Well, of course, load quicker. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the thing with our internet at the minute. Very patchy. Anyway, see you next time. Patreon.com/generalbanter if you want to support the podcast. There are general t-shirts in stock now. They're grey. They're swag as fuck. They look like this. Pow, pow. We're going to do another general t-shirt as well. There's General Banter podcast t-shirts in stock. There are lots of large by the blender fucking team blender t-shirts in stock, so get those, because we're not going to do any more of them. I'm going to do a different design, I think. So it's all over on the website if you want to support the podcast. Get yourself a ticket to Mandela Hall. It's going to be historic shit. You'll never be able to see that again. You'll never be able to go to Mandela Hall and see a fucking comedy gig ever again. So there you have it. See you next week. Cheers for listening. And shout out to anyone who's signed up to the Patreon and is now a made member of the Dead On Mafia. Up the fucking peelers. This is Tune of the Week for me. Oof. Outrageous.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.